Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The White House denying none of the allegations against Joe Biden or the Biden crime family now from any of the whistleblowers that have come forward. The only thing they are sticking to their talking points on is the basic question. Has Joe Biden ever talked to his son or his brothers or any of his family members on the take about business? And the White House is continuing to lie to you about that. Take a listen.
Curious if the White House and the president still stand behind his comment that he's never been involved and has never even spoken to his son about his business.
So I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same. The president was never in business with his son. I just don't have anything else to add.
All right. Now, hold on there. Did you notice the very end of that? A little bit of a change here. A little bit of a change. Did you notice that subtle change there? They used to say, and the president used to say, he never had any business dealings. He never talked to his son about any of his business dealings. Now they're saying they were never in business together.
It remains the same. The president was never in business with his son. I just don't have anything else to add.
All right, so maybe they're not even denying the fact that the president now talked to his son about their business dealings. Maybe because they know that we have the tapes. Maybe because they know there's 17 different recordings that are out there by the CEO Burisma as his insurance policy. That insurance policy is pretty simple. I record the deals that I did with you, and when I record those deals, I have them. So if it ever comes back on me, I've got the president and I've got Hunter Biden on recording bribing me. You want to come after me? You want to hang me out to dry? Guess what? Never, ever, ever going to happen. Now, I say all this to go back to the bigger stories now that are exploding on this. There's a new Yahoo News article. And it says exclusive. Hunter Biden's art gallery sold his art to a Democratic donor, quote unquote, friend, whom Joe Biden named to a prestigious commission through the White House. Again, pay to play here, right? On the campaign trail, President Joe Biden pledged that he would be an absolute wall between his official duties and his family's private business interests. The Biden White House repeatedly made reference to that wall when responding to questions about the art career of Hunter Biden, the president's son. In 2021, when a New York art gallery debuted Hunter Biden's paintings with asking prices as high as $500,000, the White House said his team had a process, quote, for carefully vetting buyers and that their identities were known only to the gallery and not to Hunter Biden himself. The messaging seemed to suggest that his art patrons came from a rarefied universe of just collectors who had nothing to do with politics or the White House. We now know that was also a lie. Neither of those things have turned out to be the case. Hunter Biden did, in fact, learn the identity of two buyers, according to three people directly familiar with his own account of his art career. And one of those buyers is indeed someone who got a favor from Joe Biden's White House. The timing of their purchase, however, is, quote, still exactly unknown. What we do know is this. That buyer Now, that buyer, insiders are revealing, is a woman by the name of Elizabeth. She's a Los Angeles real estate investor and, quote, philanthropist. This woman is an influential person in California, especially in the Democratic national circles. She's also a significant Democratic donor who was given $13,414 to the Biden campaign, as well as $29,700 to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee last year alone. In 2020, she also hosted a fundraiser that was headlined by Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, when you look at these donations, it looks like they're probably max out donations every year. This insider also is saying, and Yahoo News has also obtained internal documents from Hunter Biden's gallery showing that a single buyer, listen carefully, purchased $875,000 worth of his art. The documents do not indicate the buyer's identity, which is also unknown to insider at this time. This is obviously coming from Yahoo News. In July 2020, 8 months after Hunter Biden's first art opening, Joe Biden announced that the same woman was appointed to the Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad. It is unclear whether Hirsch, this woman, purchased the purchase of Hunter Biden's artwork occurred before, during, or after that appointment. Now, membership on this commission, like many other presidential commissions, are unpaid positions, all right? They're often filled with top donors, family members, political allies, the same type of crowd that often winds up with ambassador appointments around the world. This woman, her fundraising activities mark her as the kind of well-connected donor who, quote, often wins such appointments, regardless of any relationship they might have with the president's family. But they do not address the possibility that Hunter Biden might have voiced his support for her appointment since she was, you know, buying all this art. So the question now is, did Hunter Biden weigh in with his father about the appointment of this art buyer? Or did the father know that he was hooking this woman up? And I would assume he probably did. We also know that not only did this woman buy Hunter Biden's art, but we need to know when. Was it beforehand and then she basically paid for this prestigious appointment? Was it after the appointment to make it look like, oh, she's a big donor and she's hooking us up with family funds? I think both of those questions have problems, but the main question is, why do we not have this answer? Now, neither the White House nor Hunter Biden's counsel have offered answers to these questions when they were asked for this publication. The story, they say, is going to be updated should that change. They also say the woman who's got this big post has not responded to requests for comment either. Now, an administration official told Insider that her appointment had been recommended to Joe Biden by former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Remember, this woman's big in the party. She held a fundraiser for Nancy Pelosi. They said there was no connection. And if you believe this, you're an idiot. There was no connection between her purchases of Hunter Biden art and her appointment. I don't believe them. They're liars. They said that she was deeply involved with Jewish causes in L.A. and Israel. Valuable background for a commission that works to preserve many historic Jewish sites across Europe. They noted her service on a policy board at the Rand Corporation, a prominent think tank. They did not offer a timeline of the possible quid pro quo. Lastly, the White House spokesman said, quote, Hunter Biden is a private citizen who is entitled to have his own career as an artist. So now he's an artist, folks. We are not involved in his art sales, and any buyers of his art are not disclosed to the White House. Really? Now, these new accusations come on the heels of The Guardian now reporting that there are serious questions that are being asked in Congress now. As Kevin McCarthy is also raising the Biden impeachment threat, he did this during a Fox News interview. That obviously is very significant.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org. I want you to hear what Kevin McCarthy had to say in his interview with Sean Hannity about the real reality now, finally, that an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden may actually happen.
Kevin, let's talk about that 1023 form. You had obviously somebody that the FBI relied on. You had an informant that they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to. He's directly reporting what the head of Burisma is saying about how he's paying Joe and Hunter Biden all of this money, all these millions, to protect them from the investigations that were ongoing. And in fact, we have Joe Biden on tape admitting and bragging about it, and Hunter admitting he had no experience but was paid all this money. What word would you use to describe that incident, if you will?
Well, this alleged 1023 that claims that they bribed the Bidens, okay? This was given to the FBI. When Bill Barr finally found out about it, he sent it to his office in Philadelphia. They actually said that this was very credible. The FBI kept this from the IRS individuals for them ever to see it. So not only do they claim that they were bribed, we now find information that 16 out of 17 payments from Romania were provided to the Biden shell companies while he was vice president. When President Biden was running for office, he told the American public that he's never talked about business. He said his family has never received a dollar from China, which we now prove is not true. We now have some of the most credible whistleblowers. These 10-year IRS agents who have come forward said that the Biden family has been treated differently, that what Weiss has told us is different than what Garland and Weiss has told the public. And you're sitting here today where now you have found millions of foreign money, just what the 1023 alleges they did to Biden's family. Now we found that it has funneled through shell companies. If you're sitting in our position today, we would know none of this if Republicans had not taken the majority. We've only followed where the information has taken us. But Hannity, this is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed. Because this president has also used something we have not seen since Richard Nixon, used the weaponization of government to benefit his family and deny Congress the ability to have the oversight.
If we are talking about millions of dollars coming from our top geopolitical foes, and that the Biden family has been corrupted and took in all of this money, and he was complicit in that, wouldn't that wouldn't that mean that we have a criminal enterprise as president of the United States that had to be on every level compromised by countries that are not particularly fond of us?
Well, it's interesting that the Biden family runs, if they say, a company but never had an office and shell companies to be able to pay through. But if they really ran it for foreign countries, why didn't you get money from France, from Germany, from UK? Why does it have to be from China, Romania, in these countries that have real challenges and had problems going through? I believe we will follow this all the way to the end, and this is going to rise to an impeachment inquiry the way the Constitution tells us to do this, and we have to get the answers to these questions.
Impeachment inquiry. You can hear it there. As he said, it's very clear now. These are questions that must be asked by the American people. Nancy Pelosi firing back at this, claiming this. Kevin McCarthy, quote, is just playing politics. Really? This is the same woman who impeached Donald Trump two times, knowing, by the way, that that Steele dossier was created by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee. How would she know that? She's in charge of the Democratic Party, for goodness sakes. Of course she would know that. And she's now accusing Kevin McCarthy of playing politics. This and the Democrats, by the way, when they say things like this, okay, when they say stuff like this, they know the media is going to cover it and it's going to be an alibi. That's what they know. Now, Kevin McCarthy is also saying at this point that we've got to follow the facts, but the facts are clear now. He also doubled down on this impeachment inquiry. Again, later in the day, when he said this.
What I said last night, and I continue, I said it before, when more of this continues to unravel, it rises to the level of impeachment inquiry where you would have the Congress to have the power to get to all these answers. I would think the Biden family would want to answer these questions as well.
The Biden administration and the Biden family do not want to answer these questions. That's why they're not denying any of it, because they know they can't deny it. And if they do deny it, it actually brings up a bigger story here, because they, how would they deny it? Well, the one way that you would deny it is by actually showing proof. You can make it where it's clear and it's that there's evidence that you are telling the truth, right? That's something you could do here. So why are they not doing that? I think we all know why. They know that everything so far that has been said by the whistleblowers is accurate, and it is telling the truth. Now, let me also remind you that there were a lot of words that Joe Biden was willing to use when he was running for president. There were a lot of things he was willing to say. In fact, he was willing to look at people that were older, and he was willing to look them in the face and tell them they were a, I'm quoting him, a damn liar, when he brought up influence peddling and selling out the United States of America. I want to go back to, this was 2019. Before I get into that, every day there are two different economies that are growing bigger and bigger. One of them is powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke propaganda being jammed into every product that we're consuming. Well, big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions and millions into leftist causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to have a cell phone, and that's the reason why you paid that bill, because you didn't have an alternative. Well, guess what? Now there's an alternative, Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they use your money to fight back. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke politics. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a loud message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team as well, so they make switching easy. You get to keep your phone number too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantees while you're there. Get the same dependable service that you want and take a stand for the values that you demand. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT. Biden freaked out on a farmer who asked about his family's corrupt foreign business deals. And Joe Biden then referred to him not only as a damn liar, said he was fat and too old, and then challenged him to an IQ test and a push-up contest. I'm not kidding. The White House, by the way, is not saying any of that now because we have so much evidence that's piling up that they can't just say things like this anymore like they said back in 2019. Listen to the farmer and listen to the president lose it.
But you, on the other hand, sent your son over there to get a job and work for a gas company that he had no experience in gas or nothing in order to get access to the public, to the president. So you're selling access to the president just like he is.
You're selling access to the presidency. That's what this old man just said back in 2019. Now listen to Joe Biden's response.
So you're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has ever said that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. By the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I don't like it up and
no, let him go.
Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. If you want to check my shape on it, let's do push-ups together, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take it on the Number two. No one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion. And no one has ever said it. Not
I didn't
one
say you were doing anything wrong.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Didn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
That's what I read here on MSNBC.
You don't hear that on MSNBC. You did not hear that at all. What you heard? Look, okay, I'm not going to get in an argument with you, man.
Well, I don't want
you. Well, yeah, you do, but look, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
It looks like you don't have any more backbone than Trump does.
Guy talk. Let him talk.
Any other questions? Yeah, all right. I'm not
voting
for you.
Well, I knew you weren't, man. You think I thought you stand with vote for me? You're too old to vote for me. All right, here we go. Someone back here.
That was 2019. How telling is that now? How telling is it now that that's what he was saying back in 2019, and now he's not saying anything? By the way, they want to know if, you know, the president's going to show up for the smartest man they know, right? The Hunter Biden, for his hearing in court. The White House can't even answer if Joe Biden or Dr. Jill Biden, with an ED, right, doctor, will be in court for his upcoming hearing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Now, you've got Hunter who's also going to have an upcoming court date hearing. The White House, here's what they had to say about Hunter Biden's date in court, and will his dad or his mom be there?
In June, after the president's son, Hunter Biden, it was announced that he's going to plead guilty to two misdemeanors, the White House put out a statement in which the president and the first lady said that they love their son and they support him as he continues to rebuild his life. Tomorrow, when he's making this first court appearance and presumably enters a plea of guilty to these two misdemeanors, will either the president or the first lady be by his side? Do you happen to know? And if not, why not?
Look, a couple of things. What you just said about the president and the first lady loving their son and will continue to support him as he moves forward with his life, that continues to be true and that will stay to be true. Anything else, I can tell you that the president will be here working on behalf of the American people. As you know, the first lady is actually abroad doing the business of the American people. And so I just don't have anything else to share.
Nothing else to share. Can't even answer the basic question there. One thing we do know, however, is at least we know that the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, came out with big news today, letting you know that we've ended cancer as we know it. So he is, yes, still as delusional as he was yesterday.
I said I'd cure cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why. And we can. We end cancer as we know it. Deliver on our sacred obligations to veterans was the second thing I think is it.
Wait, I'm sorry. When did that happen? For anybody that's ever dealt with cancer, you might want to know that apparently Joe Biden cured cancer and we have ended cancer as we know it. Those are his words. You think anybody's going to get angry about that? Fact check it.
That's why. And we can. We end cancer as we know it. Deliver on our sacred obligation.
We just cured cancer, everybody. Congratulations. You may not have realized that if you've lost a family member recently, as I have, to cancer. Just know, if you would have just talked to Joe Biden, he fixed it. He cured cancer. We've cured cancer as we know it. You think there's going to be anybody fact-checking that? Looking at the Pinocchios to see what was said there? I doubt it, right? I doubt it. White House also asked about impeachment today. Right? What if the president gets impeached? Their response, exactly what you would expect.
Look, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals. I'm not going to get into what the House Republicans may or may not do.
Look, there it is. I'm not going to get into hypotheticals. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to do that. Oh, wait, hold on. We got a question for you about Hunter Biden. Can you answer that question at least, White House? Because now we have direct payments going to the president. We have phone calls. We have transcripts. We have whistleblowers. So you want to talk about that?
Just not going to get into anything that's related to Hunter Biden. He's a private citizen. I would refer you to his representatives. Just don't have anything to share on that. That is something that he is dealing with. And so would refer you to his representatives on this.
Yeah, there you go. So we're the White House. Yes, we know the president's compromised. Yes, we know he was involved. Yes, we know all of this. And then the president, he walks out of his press conference today. He gives his face of, oh, crap, I got to get out of here. And you can hear what's said in the background.
Mr. President, McCarthy says he may try to impeach Mr. Hunter. Get to the bottom of his
Yeah, you may be impeached. You may be impeached, Mr. President. What about your son's corruption? What about your son with Hunter and the payments? And what does Joe Biden do? Oh, gosh, got to get out of here. We also have a president during his press conference today. Not only did he cure cancer, but he also says that over 100 people died from COVID. Apparently, that's it now. So we've made the number change from millions to just 100.
And we're still feeling the profound loss of the pandemic, as I mentioned, of over 100 people dead.
Wow.
That's 100 empty chairs around the kitchen table.
100 people died during COVID. That's it. So we shut down an entire country and we ended cancer as we know it. And only 100 people died from COVID.
If you could do anything at all, Joe, what would you do? I said I'd cure cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why. And we can. We'd end cancer as we know it.
Well, that's good to know, Joe. I'm glad we ended cancer as we know it. And finally, if you just want to know how competent this president is, remember the guy said, I'll do 100 push-ups with you. I'll take an IQ test back in the campaign trail in 2019, right, when he got in that guy's face? Well, here's this as well.
And the result, by some important measures, there is greater parity, not nearly a greater parity today than in the past. And
I don't know what he's saying either. If you don't understand what he's saying there, yeah, I don't think even Joe Biden knows what he's saying there. I don't think he has any clue what he's saying. But then, hey, wait, maybe he recovered.
I don't know what the difference between breaking your arm and having a mental breakdown is.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he clarified that. Joe Biden at a press conference today. I don't know what the difference between breaking your arm and having a mental breakdown is. I don't know the difference. And finally, the president of the United States of America saying this before he leaves the podium.
Before I say even what more is on my mind, I'm not going to leave this podium.
Well, there you go. I'm not sure anybody even knows what you're thinking anymore. He also said, do you ever think we live in a country that would be banning books in America, banning history? I'm serious, right? That's one of his favorite lines. Come on, man. He also said, it was a lesson I learned coming out of, not like real leaders in the civil rights movement, but when I came out of the civil rights movement as a kid, as a public defender, again, making up history. You know, Joe Biden likes to lie a lot about his past and being this grand civil rights leader. Remember, Kamala Harris called him a racist on stage during a Democratic debate for standing with Klansmen.
I've said it before. It was a lesson I learned coming out of, not like real leaders in the civil rights movement, but I came out of the civil rights movement as a kid, as a public defender. And I used to, think that you pass something that was good, you can make hate go away.
So he was a public defender as a child. Got it. And one last thing Joe Biden had to say today. He also talked about whispering to you.
I'm not going to tell you to whisper to me.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all. I'm not going to tell you to whisper to me. And if you want to know what the vice president's doing, not a damn thing either. But man, does she love to cackle at you.
Reverend Wheeler Parker Jr.
There's that cackle.
Reverend Wheeler Parker Jr.
Yeah, just cackle it up. That's your vice president of the United States of America. Now, let me go back to 2019 and notice how everything has changed. You have a White House now that is saying that this man never talked business with his son or any other family members, period. Now they're saying he was never in business with his son. So they've changed it. I like Joe Biden of 2019 better when he said this.
First of all, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There'll be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government. There wasn't any hint of scandal at all when we were there, and I'll impose the same kind of strict rules. That's why I never talk with my son or my brother or anyone else, even distant family, about their business interests, period.
So which one is it? That is the question we should all be asking. And when did it change? That's the question that should be asked of everybody at the White House. That's the question the president of the United States of America should be asked. When did you guys change the narrative? When did you change it from I never talked about business to, well, I wasn't officially in business, right? I was never officially in business. I never was in business with my son. Okay, so you talked about business. You helped him get business. You helped money come in from the shadiest people in the world. You made sure the deals got done in the context of that business. But what you're now saying is you were never officially on the letterhead with him, right? You never actually did any business with him. You weren't a business partner with him. Okay, but you did share an office with him as a business partner, right? So that happened. You had millions of dollars coming in from bank accounts that were a part of the business of your son. You had LLCs that were set up. You had holdings for you in these businesses. Don't forget, 5%, 10% for the big guy, held by H. If my dad is holding my business interest on my behalf, is my dad in business with me? Yes. So why would it be any different if it is a son holding business interest for his father? Are they in business together? The answer is yes. These little nuances coming from the White House show you how much things are changing. They're not denying anything from the whistleblowers, and they're not denying that now Joe Biden did talk business with his family members. They've now changed the narrative. They've moved the goalposts to the new lie, which is he was never in business, never in business with his son. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. We're going to stay on this story. Please write us a 5-star review and share it on social media, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.